It is time once again for Eastern Iowa's favorite radio game show. It's Who Said It, and it's brought to you by Good Guys Auto Parts. Ugly building, beautiful service in Iowa City. Call for fast, free delivery. Check them out online, goodguysautoparts.com. We have a very special edition of Who Said It here on 1600 ESPN. I don't know how I roped them into doing this, folks. I don't know how. I think I just have to give credit to producer Isaac, because he seems to be the go-between between the two shows here on 1600 ESPN and Z102.9. But we have Destiny and Taylor. Those girls in the afternoon from Z102.9, you figured out how to make your way down to this side of the building. I am honored.
It's cold.
I'm
in
honored.
Here. It is freezing. No, I've always wanted to be on 1600 ESPN. I have been begging and begging, and none of you guys take me seriously. It's probably because I know nothing about sports.
Well, I was going to say, you seem to be the one who is most excited for this. I can never read Taylor usually.
I'm scared.
She seems scared.
So I've just been waiting for you to be out sick and for me to do a sports show.
You want to do 2 hours?
Yes, I'll just talk about, cheerleading and
Post Malone.
And I know, for our Cardinal fan listeners out there, you've discovered Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah, we call him Noot. Okay. I discovered that.
Okay, well, if you could find 2 hours worth of content surrounding Lars Nootbaar.
I'm just going to do the whole show saying Noot.
For two hours.
Just 2 full hours. Ratings through the roof. I will be out of a job when I come back from vacation. I appreciate you both coming down to this end of the building, recognizing that we exist here on the sports side of the building. And
I want to be on this station.
Exactly.
You guys are the smartest ones here.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far.
I've You're said smarter a lot of than
us. Dumb things on this side of the dial. But so how it works, I think I've explained it to you, but I have to for the listeners out there.
Okay.
I play you clips of famous sports figures talking, and it's your job to guess who's talking. And if you can guess more than 3 correctly, you'll beat producer Isaac. He set the bar. This is going on months now. No one's been able to beat him. We've had people try and try and try, and I think the most people have gotten right is 2.
Okay, what if I don't know the sports person, but I give a really great guess?
Well, we're on a team, aren't we?
It's a team.
Well,
This is team radio.
Oh,
here,
man.
So y'all are teaming up to see if you can collectively.
Well, we don't know it. I'm just going to give a random guess.
That's fine. That is totally fine. When you get the questions right, you'll know exactly if you got it right, because you'll hear this. That's a long ding ding ding.
I feel like it should have been heavy. Angels.
Well, it's not going to happen much for us. So let it play, baby.
You're going to hear it longer. You're telling me you're going to hear this a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. That one could have been shorter.
All right. We'll go from there and just roll through the clips again. If you think you know it, even if you're wrong, just shout it out and we'll see what we can do.
Here we go.
All right, let's see. Clip number 1 on this week's edition of Who Said It here on 1600 ESPN.
Yeah, I think we've grown more in one spot than any spot on our team. It's probably the receiver group. I think we're just probably a little bit more veteran. Guys have a better understanding, and it's probably true of our whole offense right now. This is year 2, so everybody's moving a little quicker. I say everybody. The guys that have played are moving a little quicker. And hopefully I'll be, that'll come in time.
Any ideas on who that might be?
My favorite man in football, that is Kirk Ferentz.
Kirk Ferentz!
I'm pretty proud of myself because I knew it, but I let you have that one.
Thank you.
Kirk Ferentz is right. That deserves a long bell.
Yeah, let's keep going.
1 for 1. I got to say, I'm honestly surprised.
What? But, hey, I've already talked for years.
I don't know. I don't know what you know.
I'm honestly shocked I even knew what that guy sounded like.
Kirk Ferentz. Well, he's been the guy. Only the head coach of the Hawkeye football team. He's been the coach since 1999, but he's just that guy. Mm-hmm. So. All right, 1 for 1. Let's see if we can make it 2 for 2. Clip number 2 on Who Said It.
It's hard. I mean, I feel like I focus every year because I know how special a run that we're on and how many years left I'll have with all these great players and a great team. Every team's different, and you don't want to miss an opportunity. But, I mean, obviously, when you lose a Super Bowl, I think there's sometimes in those workouts you may be a little tired. You have that extra added motivation to finish even harder, finish even stronger. I think it'll be good for us at the end of the day. I mean, obviously, looking back, you want to win the game. But A lot of these guys hadn't lost one, hadn't ended the season on a loss that are on this team now. So I'm sure they'll be motivated to go back out there and try to find a way to get to the Super Bowl and win it this year.
Who's clip two?
I only want to say this to make some listeners really mad, but it's from Taylor Swift's team, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, jeez.
You had to bring it up. You're right. You triggered half the audience.
I did.
Sorry.
Patrick Mahomes is correct. Now, I got to ask you, people compare his voice to that of Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
Did you get Kermit the Frog vibes from
that? Oh, yeah.
And he's from that one song. Do you remember?
Oh.
The one song?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Well, he's not actually in the song.
I know, but it sounds like he's from the "Let Me See You Get Low." No, 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 no.
Oh, the wobble?
The wobble.
Listen to that. It sounds like
Mahomes. He sounds,
yes.
I'm going to have to listen to that for scientific purposes.
Make a note.
Two for two.
I'm pretty proud.
Two for two.
How many more do we have?
I have six plus a bonus clip.
Oh, geez.
Keep it going.
You need to get at least two more to knock off Isaac.
Okay, here we go.
We're trending in the right direction here. Let's get to clip number three. For this clip, by the way, you'll hear two voices. It's the second voice
talking
on the clip. So someone's asking a question. It's the person responding to the question.
How many more years will we see you play?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group, and kind of just talk through it and see what happens, and then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play. I don't know the answer to that right now, to be honest. So we'll see.
You both look stumped. Any ideas for clip three?
Because I want to say LeBron James.
You just wanted to go LeBron James.
LeBron James is right.
You like what?
I just know that he's old.
I know.
They're asking him about when he's retiring.
Three for three.
Old, right? He still plays.
He does still play. In fact, there's trade rumors. That's the big.
I know y'all are about celebrity gossip.
Like he opted into a contract, something he's never done. In his time in the NBA, and now he's like, well, I understand the Lakers are planning for the future, but I want to win now.
I just learned something. So, I didn't know he was still playing.
He's still playing.
With
he's
his son,
going.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He has a son?
Yeah.
Bronny James was drafted into the
NBA. LeBron play for? I know what sport, but can you tell me?
What does he play? He plays bocce ball. No. he plays for the Lakers.
And what's his son play for?
The Lakers. They're on the same team.
No,
the Lakers
cool.
made a big deal about, like, drafting Bronny last year in the draft, and there was a lot of people who weren't fans of that because Bronny, and I'll be honest, this is sports me and probably above both your
brains.
Levels of
right.
I'm trying to be polite.
No, we get it.
but like people were like oh, the Lakers are just drafting Bronny to make LeBron happy.
Yeah,
and Bronny has played very, very sparingly. I think he's mostly been in the developmental league essentially.
Put me in, Dad.
But now people are like, well, the Lakers drafted LeBron and now drafted Bronny to keep LeBron happy. And now LeBron's still not happy. So what happens there?
So when LeBron goes, Bronny goes. Bye, Bronny.
Bronny might be out of the NBA when LeBron leaves LA. He's not very good.
Yikes.
All due respect. Three for three, you've tied Isaac.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to rub it in
Isaac.
His face.
Yeah.
This is a historical moment in the history of this segment, which has been on the air for like
2 months.
Two
women could do so well.
See, they know more. See, listeners, they know more than you might think. Clip number four on this week's edition of Who Said It?
I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road,
right?
I'm not making any crazy decisions. As you see yourself or not feel yourself have the success that you once used to have, man, it's a tough pill to swallow. And then on top of that, to not be there in the biggest moments, knowing your team's counting on you, man. Those are all extremely hard things to, it's just a tough reality.
Clip four, who was it?
I'm getting nervous. I'm not right. But is it Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce?
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce is right. You've got it.
Yeah.
You've beaten producer Isaac.
Yeah.
He's been dethroned by two people who know so little about sports.
Well, I do feel like you're kind of lobbing this to us, but we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know what you know.
Not much.
So we've done well.
I just want to say, shove it, Isaac, because he always gets mad at me for not knowing who's that one wrestler that I don't know.
Oh, Spencer Lee.
Spencer Lee.
That I thought was the guy who wrote the comic books. You're welcome.
That's Stan Lee, the Marvel guy. But yeah. Okay, well, it's happened. you're 4-for-4, which I did not see coming.
No.
I should have set the over-under at 4.5 as opposed to 1.5, if that. Let's just finish it out. I got two more clips plus the bonus clip. Let's do clip number 5 here on Who Said It.
I don't really get too starstruck from people, and that was like a moment that I was like pretty... I knew I was going to meet him when I was coming to the game, and that's like one of my idols. Like, LeBron is the GOAT to me, so... I don't know. It was just like a crazy moment where I got to meet him in the back, and then.
Before you answer, I got to say you better get this one right. If you don't,
Almost screwed it up and was gonna say Sophie, but I know it's Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark,
yeah!
Yes. 5-for-5 on Who Said It. That, yeah. I mean, you have to like know who that is, right?
She's got a little Iowa in her voice.
Yeah, she does. Uh-huh. It's a nice little low voice. I like that.
Very Iowa accent there, Midwest
I'm
accent.
I'm kind of attracted to her voice.
All right, we got clip number 6. Let's just see if we can make a perfect 6-for-6. In fact, 7-for-7.
Now the pressure's on. Come on.
When you toss in the bonus clip. Clip number 6.
Sports are kind of predictable, which is really why I like doing this, because it didn't have anything to do with kind of... The story was obviously based on... this amazing experience, but it was really about friendships and relationships and resilience and overcoming adversity. So I thought this was a great opportunity for me to get out of my comfort zone a little bit, and you know, we'll see what the future looks like. I'm just taking it day by day.
Any ideas on clip 6?
That? Well, can I tell you who it sounded like?
Who did it sound
like?
The
guy who's like got 20 kids. Do you know who that is? That dated Mariah Carey.
Nick Cannon?
It sounded like that, but I'm not going to vote that. I'm going to say it sounded like that.
I know you're close to Nick Cannon, but okay.
But I don't have a vote. Do you have a vote?
I have no idea.
I'm going to go Newt!
Lars Newt Bar is incorrect. Your first incorrect guess. That was Tom Brady.
That was?
The GOAT. That was Tom Brady. I
thought his voice was higher.
Tied into Z102.9 stuff. That was him talking about acting in his movie 80 for Brady.
He acted?
Oh, yeah. He produced them. I didn't see it. But it was like, I think it was about a bunch of women who were like, oh my God, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm so attracted to him, kind of stuff like that. So, Tom Brady, correct answer for clip
I was wrong.
Number 6. All right, bonus clip. I will say one of you should absolutely get this one right. This doesn't count toward
Taylor.
The total, but bonus clip must get right or you will be chastised for the rest of humanity.
Gosh.
That is simple, both on this show, and I will make a point to go down the hall to come in
cancel
and talk.
Our show.
Yes, I'm not your boss, but I will make it happen. Bonus clip, Who Said It?
Yes, I'm an honorary 88, so I'm there with Drew Pearson and CD and Dez and Irvin. I told him I'd get a 88 on my forehead, so if we win, well, that was it. That was maybe 1 or 2 years ago, but if so... I will still honor that deal. I'll literally do anything. I'll do whatever it takes to win.
There's one person who should answer this. Destiny,
that
what do you
is
think?
Me. Give me my moment. The man I'm going to cheat on my boyfriend with, the love of my life, that is Post Malone.
It took you a second, though.
It did.
I was worried for a minute there. I specifically found a clip of Posty talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
He's a big fan. Did you know his dad worked for the concession stands?
Did not know that.
You're welcome. Now you know more.
Did I just subscribe to Post Malone Facts?
Oh, you have no idea what you just opened up.
Can I stay on and just give the listeners every fact about Post? Did you know he was voted most likely to become famous in his yearbook and best dress? I can keep going. You should probably shut my mic up.
You have no idea.
Cut it off. I threw that in. That was initially going to be clip 6, but I figured we'll just give you a final... passing of the buck here.
So did we get 6-for-6?
Technically we did.
5 out of 6, but you got 6 total clips correct.
We'll take it. We're winners.
So there you go. That is how we play Who Said It. You've done the best anyone has ever done.
And if anybody texted in saying that they want more Post Malone facts, I'll be back next week.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you volunteering?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. We'll see you here. It's Who Said It, brought to you by Good Guys Auto Parts here on 1600 ESPN. Gooder than good, the goodest. Call for fast free delivery and check them out, goodguysautoparts.com. Back next week with another chance to play.